producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fix bayonets.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I want to shift gears out of the election. This last little tidbit of coverage with Jakari Jackson and John Bound. Just to see what else is on their mind, what they're going to be covering on the news pieces they're producing for the nightly news, and where when Jakari's hosting the news. I'll just say this. Obviously, I don't like Rick Perry for being a Democrat in the past, being anti-gun before he was pro-gun, for his Gardasil. But, I mean, let's just be honest. There's no lesser of two evils, but compared to Obama or Hillary, I mean, there's just nothing worse. These are would-be Stalins. Doesn't mean I like Rick Perry. Doesn't mean I'm going to be all, I want Ted Cruz or Rand Paul. That's why they're being demonized. We're just discussing who's on the field in this race and looking at different ones. So I want to be clear. I get it's controlled. I get all that. I know they're attacking the Tea Party. We got a chance of taking the country back. We can win. Now, finishing up with about a minute and a half each, John Bound, what else do you think is the top story of the day?
Well, I just saw this particular story here, if you guys want to bring this up on 9. The Cubitot shrinks an entire house into one compact cube, and that's the plan. They want to put us in remote control cars and remotely drive us back to our little cubes and pretend that the political theater is real and, you know, go into a holographic reality with Microsoft's new hologram technology. And they're well on their way. And we're just being pushed. We're just being pushed into a reality that we're all aware is happening. It's all getting, it's the pace at which the news is progressing is moving faster and faster and faster every day. Interesting to have Joe Curl on, because Drudge Report started it with Monica Lewinsky, and now we have Bill Clinton and this new sex scandal, which, you know, we're so used to at this point, you know.
So we've gotten tyranny fatigue, and that's a great point. The new article on Infowars.com should go mega viral. It probably won't. UK government announces plan to remotely control vehicles, and this is from the government website, that they will take control and remote control your car to save the earth and to lower carbon emissions and tax you. I mean, they've put all this in the cars premeditatedly.
It's complete lunacy.
And it's like THX1138, live in the cube. There's no room. You know, it's a wasteland outside the city. Jakari Jackson.
Yeah, talking about these smart cars and so forth, we've heard, I believe it was the FBI came out last year and said that these things could easily be hacked. We've seen several articles. I know we've done articles and videos about this recently, these technologies and these smart cars. And not only can they be hacked, but this information is also being given to Big Brother. So it's not just your cell phone or your iPad or whatever else. They can also get the information from your car, and we also saw your smart TVs.
That's right. The world's being designed for a government and corporate hack to run our lives, and they're telling us we're going to control your thermostat, control your car. It's in our face. Jakari?
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, they're taking the choice away from you. So you can't decide if you want to have your house hot, if you want to drive fast or whatever, and everybody says, well, it's going to make everything safer. Well, I don't see how it's going to make everything safer. You think about a computer crash. If you have a malfunction with your phone, it's not a big deal, but if you're driving 70 miles an hour and your car malfunctions, that's a pretty big circumstance.
Well, we know how many glitches are in iPhones and stuff. Imagine when your car glitches out, and that's already happening. We know government's already killed people with the remote control stuff that's been in cars for 2 decades. They've got total remote control the last 4 or 5 years with all the new cars. This is a serious situation. This is the plan. It is a conspiracy, and it's being done to enslave us, not to empower us. We need to wake up to it and say no. Any closing comments, Jakari?
Well, I'll end with the security theater. We're talking about earlier the drone that flew over the White House. And recently we've seen the most recent drone, we've seen people jump the White House fence, run into the White House. That John Bell was talking about, the young lady who was shot outside the White
House. They're trying to build a case to build an iron wall around it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. They put up the barricades, that people tore down. It's just complete security theater. And if they can't secure the White House, how can they secure you, John Bell?
And you know the warning that something big is coming soon from ISIS.
Something bigger than 9/11. And when they blow up a city with a nuke or something, no one will point out that they were funded and created by our own government. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Great job to the crew. Nightly News Tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nation Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nation Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, January 19th, 2015, gold opened at $1,276.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,322.93, $661.47 for a half ounce, or $330.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,258.35, $661.47, and $330.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Another live, worldwide, truly independent, hardcore, liberty, truth-based transmission. It's always the communist and mainstream media that claims that they speak for the people. I don't claim to speak for the people. I claim to speak for my interest, which are to be in an open, free society with checks and balances, a system and a society based and built around defending individual liberty, life, private property, and justice. And we know historically what works. We know
time and time again that collectivism leads to all-out nightmarish enslavement and ruination. Again, we have a giant broadcast coming up today. Leanne McAdoo is at an international conference that's based here in Austin, Texas. It's being covered by Wired Magazine, the BBC, you name it. It is the biggest, basically, anti-AI conference pretty much ever held with top scientists. There's the headline, AI has arrived, and that really worries the world's brightest minds. And Leanne has been going there the last few days. She's going back as well. She's going to be joining us in studio today and has a bunch of the interviews that are going to be airing over the next few days on the nightly news. But she talked to the author of Artificial Intelligence, the book, of course, that was going to be made into a film by Stanley Kubrick, but was later made into a film after he died mysteriously. Artificial Intelligence was made into a film by Steven Spielberg. She talked to the author of AI and others. She's going to be joining us at the bottom of the second hour. Robert Brobe, who's a true trailblazer, has put up scores of huge billboards all over the United States, even though he's not really a rich man. We didn't know who he was the last 6 months. We just kept hearing about the billboards. They're all over the country, and now something interesting happened. Other people are imitating it, putting up similar billboards in their cities or in the same city. So a chain reaction is beginning, and we need to really get the artwork he has and get with our graphics department, as I said about a month ago, and just create the PDF files for Infowars.com and do the work for folks so they can just contact their local billboard company and put them up. I mean, now the billboard industry has collapsed for all intents and purposes because of the Internet taking over, and also because of the fact that the economy is in trouble. So billboards that would cost $5,000 that are in major cities off major highways that hundreds of thousands of people will see a week, you can get those for basically the cost of the graphics, the cost of the message. We're talking $1,000, $2,000, and reach hundreds of thousands of people. We don't have the capital or the money to do this ourselves nationwide. But I am today, when I get off air, we're going to make the graphics in the graphics department. We're going to basically just imitate that one. And we are, I think it's excellent. And then we are going to create a page on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where we're going to put different billboards up there. And you know what? It doesn't just have to be Infowars.com. We'll also have some just saying, remember when America was a free country. Restore the Republic. And then maybe, well, I don't know who else's site we can link to. That doesn't really make sense. Maybe just have George Washington up there and say, remember when we wanted to build a free country? Doesn't mean we ever had one. We just wanted to build one. And those ideas did build the greatest experiment in liberty we've ever seen. We never got to the ultimate goal of a perfect utopia of freedom. But we wrote the book worldwide on what the standards of freedom, success, and prosperity are. Because out of freedom comes incredible prosperity. The problem is then great decadence, as we constantly warn and history shows. Incredible decadence then follows. The corruption moves in, then the tyranny to secure the ill-gotten gains of the insiders, who then wage jihad and war and a crusade, choose your word, on any independent wealth or ideas they do not control. That's the problem with letting hardcore corruption run rampant. You can have big mega bankers creating $2,000 trillion in fake derivatives and signing us on to it, but then if they catch an 18-year-old drinking a beer on his back porch, he'll be arrested. The system's all there to throw the book at people that have really done nothing wrong or victimless crimes, but then to exalt the great tyrants. They say, if you're going to steal, steal big. Don't steal $1,000, you'll go to the pen for 20 years. Steal $5 billion, and they'll make you king. And that is really the corruption that we're facing. Joseph Curl of the Washington Times has launched a powerful new section on the site, rightread.com. He formerly, of course, worked for about, I don't know, over a decade with Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. And the new site he's got has got the blessing of the big man, Drudge, Matt Drudge. And so we're going to get Joe Curl's take, as I said earlier, he just joined us, on will the Republican leadership get away with the unprecedented betrayal of the Libertarian Tea Party movement that put them in power back in November in the House and Senate. Well, we now know it's open borders, certifying everything Obama's done as a dictator. He is a dictator in action. Doesn't mean he'll stay in office. Just means he's operating as a dictator. Even Jonathan Turley and other liberals admit that. Three times worse than Bush, in his words, when it comes to eviscerating the Constitution. And just sets that precedent. Digs the hole deeper. Open borders, fiat gun control, fiat energy policies, Obamacare, it's all just racing forward. He's going to be joining us. Jakari Jackson will also pop in with his take on the political realignment halfway into that interview coming up today. Now, before we go any further here, let me just run through some of the news we're going to be breaking down today. De Blasio ordered yesterday indefinite street shutdown tonight during the blizzard. Well, the blizzard didn't really come. Yeah, it was cold, a lot of snow. That's always hit the East Coast. But notice it. First, they said in the New York Times last year that there'd be no more snow in New York because of, quote, global warming, man-made global warming. Then they said our computer models are so good, it shows we're going to have a giant blizzard, the worst on history, the worst on record. And it wasn't that. Cuomo bans travel in snowy New York. In your car, you're committing a crime. Was the headline, the statement by the governor. But here's Paul Watson's article today on Infowars.com. Forecasters fail on blizzard. Yet we're supposed to believe 100-year climate models. Meteorologists apologize for Snowmageddon failed predictions. And here is CBS News basically saying the same thing. Storm fails to live up to predictions in some areas as National Weather Service meteorologist apologizes. Hey, weather prediction has gotten better and better, but, you know, living here in Texas, hey, if you like the weather, it's about to change. If you don't like the weather, it's about to change. The only thing that continues to really change, obviously, is the change. That's why saying now it's climate change, oh, my gosh, we can't allow it. Well, there's always climate change. I mean, this is asinine. And every time it's hot in the summer, they say it's global warming. Every time it's cold, they say it's global warming. It's just a total fraud. But that's just some of the news on that front. I've basically already covered that. But Subway open after New York City dodges historic blizzard. Now, continuing here, aircraft carrier Stennis has biggest ordnance onload since 2010. Why engage in such a major weapons loading process now? And we're talking heavy bombs for what you take out governments with. Well, yeah, they're going to probably have to do that to Syria, maybe even Russia. You know, here's what I want to talk about after the break. Elites throughout history think they're invincible, think they're infallible when they have success after success. Look at Hitler in World War II. Had four or five successes in Poland and Czechoslovakia and Austria and Danzig. And then in France, I said six victories. And then all he had was defeats from North Africa to Russia to the Battle of the Blitz to the Battle of the Bulge. It was just defeat, 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 defeat. And these elites, I don't care how fancy their AI prediction computers are, there's still human error in there, and they're endangering the planet, according to every major analyst out there who's not on an establishment payroll. Mainline political professors, mainline history professors, mainline economists, the former editor, not an editor, the editor of the Wall Street Journal, the father of Reaganomics, just says our government, you know, Brookings Institute, you name it, says our government is completely insane and super dangerous. Well, I don't need him to tell me that, but the point is he's an intellectual from the inside and just basically starts laughing on air now. It's so insane. U.S. troops and mercenaries are battling Russian Spetsnaz in Ukraine. That's basically like Texas. Eastern Ukraine would be like if Mexico tried to retake Texas and the U.N. had foreign troops, say from China, backing up the Mexican army. And they'd driven all the way up to the Colorado border and all the way up to the Indiana border and all the way up to the Illinois border and were just blowing everything up. And then calling the U.S. tyrants. I mean, it's, and you can call the U.S. evil if you want, there were six flags over Texas. Mexico couldn't hold anything but a couple of missions. Spain couldn't hold anything and closed most of their missions before they left Mexico or got overthrown. So Mexico has pretty much zero claim on Texas. Western Ukrainians have always been trying to take Eastern Ukraine. That's Russia. And the Russians have always been trying to take Western. Both sides are wrong. Both sides are killing each other. Both sides are idiots. The point is, though, the West is exacerbating that, and George Soros is, to bring the whole place down and start World War.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these Pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
By Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Then we're back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Then I return live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday abbreviated broadcast. Now, coming up, Obamacare program costs $50,000 per person for every person who gets health insurance under it. That's the taxpayers. You talk about a grand scam. And before, it cost people on average about $4,000 or $5,000. Now you know why the insurance companies wrote it. I mean, you talk about a grand screw job. Judicial Watch obtained State Department DSCC records, and WorldNet Daily breaks them down on the Benghazi attack and calls them the smoking gun, proving that they were engaged in a cover-up. DEA cameras tracking hundreds of millions of Americans' journeys across the U.S. with license plate reading cameras. I know I told everybody about that 18 years ago, but now it's in the Financial Times, and it's now in IT World and the L.A. Times. So now it exists. Just like they now admit your television watches and listens to you in live time. And there are cancer viruses added to most major vaccines. There's nothing funner than having an excruciating death of you or your child from a loving globalist injection. But again, don't be an extremist. Trust the system. That's coming up. We're also going to get into the CIA whistleblower Jeffrey Sterling found guilty on all counts. Lots of whistleblowers and journalists being sent to prison now in the free country. So that's coming up. NASA test Mars helicopter. Report Indiana governor wants to launch state-run news site. Well, the police is being honest about it, but it's got the left and right upset. That's a small smattering of the news that we are going to be covering today. Libyan luxury hotel attacked in the name of intelligence operative who's known CIA. It's always the same. It's like the attackers in Paris were working for Amir al-Awlaki at his training base where the other Patsies were trained publicly. And he is CIA and does hang out at the Pentagon all the time. And that's in the London Guardian and Associated Press. I mean, you just can't make that up. I mean, I'm not the one saying that. If you're a new listener, believe me, I can't believe it either. It's admitted. So Libyan luxury hotel attacked. Police want cop tracking app banned while they use the very same technology to track the public. Hey, I'm against tracking the cops and the citizens. And the problem is this stuff's already been turned loose, so it's going to roast everybody's bacon. And there's no pun intended on that one. It's going to roast everybody's behind. This, if we don't get a hold of all this right now and really as a culture through the free market stop financially supporting organizations that are engaged in total surveillance and companies and products that do it, we're done. We're done. And that doesn't mean I'm, again, on some high horse and I'm a purist and I have all the answers. I just know this is a human society wrecking ball. According to every metric and every expert, no one is even debating that fact that you better get your seatbelt on, ladies and gentlemen. And for the public that isn't even aware of what time of day it is, they are like lambs to the slaughter, and there's 7 billion plus people that in a crisis, not knowing what they're doing, are 10,000 times more dangerous than a stampede of cows that can run through your town and kill hundreds of people. That happened in cases out west, cases of stampedes in major cities like Chicago that killed more people than the biggest gun battles. Cow stampedes causing giant fires that burn down whole towns or cities or part of cities. When I say they're 10,000 times, that humans stampeding are 10,000 more times, how about a nuclear war during a stampede, during a crisis, during a breakdown? All these TV shows, all these movies, all these apocalypse, dystopic films, Road Warrior, you name it, does not even hold a mere candle to what the real explosion will look like when 7.5 billion people go crazy. And no amount of AI, no amount of SWAT teams, no amount of poison in the water, no amount of GMO, no amount of Prozac in the water is going to stop this. Because the system is engineering a controlled collapse, there's a very good chance it's going to get out of hand. They see the world as unsustainable and 7.5 billion people as a dangerous scourge. And quite frankly, the way the establishments help grease the skids for this, it is incredibly dangerous. But when you look at the elite who are the worst of the worst running all this,
They have dug their own pit. And there's an article today about the elite trying to run for the hills everywhere to hide out from the global depression they helped engineer. Well, you guys said the global depression would bring in your world government. You said it's going to bring in world Armageddon, probably. We'll break down the arms buildup against Russia and the threat of World War III straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I want to salute free humanity. I want to salute believing in the beauty of humanity and our ultimate destiny. I want to salute all those that came before us who believed in real progress. How dare the neo-eugenicist globalists who wish to create a worldwide dark age of control freak la-la land call themselves progressives. They are the progression of a filthy, ugly brain tumor on the beautiful mind of God's creation.
Let me talk about the heavy issue right now. World War III. I do not believe that the elites controlling the Anglo-American establishment that are the most intelligent and most virulent of the three global crime syndicates, I do not believe that they want to have a nuclear war. But history and common sense has shown that though they are the most sophisticated predatory group the world has ever produced, that humanity has ever produced, and that our decadence and our slovenliness has allowed to develop this cancer, is rationalizing to itself that it has a plan that will end up empowering humanity, when clearly their entire bent, their entire bearing, their entire gearing is for destroying peace, destroying liberty, destroying progress. World government was established by the Rockefellers with the League of Nations after World War I, and was the chrysalis to then form the United Nations and allied groups. The UN is mainly a diversionary body, so people think it's this ineffectual world government group, while the IMF, World Bank, Exim Bank, and international secret boards, the NAFTA and GATT boards, the Pacific Partnership boards, they're all completely secret on record. And the New York Times has the headline, it's totally secret, none of your business, but that it will now tell Congress what to do. The TPP and the rest of it. And they just tell the childlike public, oh, that doesn't exist, children. Why, there's no world government being formed. And then now they're like, oh, there's a world government, but it wants to help you. No, it doesn't. It wants to bomb into the Stone Age the family, the individual, the spark of liberty, because free will gets in the way of the robotic hell world they're building. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is a tyranny out of this world, but it's all done by men and women in suits, and it's all secret, and the lapdog media will only tell you that it's secret for your own good, and so that's the end of it. And then you wonder why we can't repeal open borders that aren't even a law. You wonder why we can't stop international gun treaties that Obama's now implementing by fiat. You wonder why NATO's commanding our military. You wonder why our own military doesn't want to fight for al-Qaeda but is ordered to do so. It's because we don't run our country anymore. For all intents and purposes, the Congress is about 90% and counting vestigial. Vestigial. If you're a new listener, or maybe you don't know what vestigial means, you ever notice the dog has what they call a dew claw up on the side of its leg, back from when it had a different type of paw, they believe, where it was more of like a hand. And it's vestigial. It has no use, but it's up there. Whales have fingers in their flippers that are vestigial. Pretty soon, spines will be vestigial in humans. And I'm not even joking about this one. Sexual organs under the sexless globalist plan will be vestigial. Sperm are already 87% non-active and basically vestigial in Western men. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, your sperm count's dropping, and genetically, each generation, the genitalia are becoming smaller. We are under biochem attack. Hope you enjoy it. The wages of the New World Order is absolute bloody death, slowly carried out on you and your children. Remember, the globalists like to do these things delicately, lovingly. They love their work. But they've run up against Russia, who is incredibly corrupt, incredibly mafia, incredibly primitive, but very intelligent scientifically. And Russia is being bullied right now. And in fact, let's play the clip from it's been out for days. We played on the Nightly News on, I guess it was Sunday we had on the radio, but the clip has been on Infowars.com since Sunday, but I wanted to play it here. The media said terror attack in Ukrainian city, and what it is a battle between Western mercs and Russian spitznats in traditionally for 500 years an area that was Russia. It's been taken away from them a bunch. They fought for it. I think it's 13 times. They've had 13 major wars. They've lost millions. Russia's lost millions in Crimean wars. There's been, I think, three wars called Crimean wars. The Crimean, the first Crimean, what is the Great Crimean, and the I forget all the names. You can look it up yourself. But more than 13 major wars with millions dead. It'd be like if the U.S. was 1,000 years old and we'd fought 13 wars for Texas. We only fought really two, one under Texas, one under the U.S. against Mexico. That's why the Marines say, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we will fight our country's battles. Well, you know what's going on? The U.S. is in there. The CIA admitted this last year, almost 12 months ago, back in February. That, yeah, we spent $5 billion over there, and we've got the CIA commanding mercenary teams up against the Russians. We are fighting Russian Spetsnaz right now. Our government, our crazy evil government, is in Russian territory, in land they've had taken from them over and over again. And I'm not pro-Russia or pro-Ukrainian. I don't have a dog in this fight. I've studied it. The Russians have committed ungodly, barbarous abuses on Western Ukrainians for at least 500 years. The Western Ukrainians have committed barbarous tyranny and barbarous mass murders against the Russians in the East. It's because it's two countries. They've been fighting each other forever. It needs to be divided. It's that simple. And it's been divided many times in history. Hitler spilt into Ukraine with the Western Ukrainians and killed millions. Then the Russians poured in and killed millions. It just goes back and forth. They hate each other when they're not marrying each other. They're genetically almost the same people. It is so stupid. Just like George Soros trying to start a war with the police and to start a war, you know, black on white and vice versa. Yeah, there's beefs on both sides. Yeah, there's problems with the police. Yeah. But when the bad guy wants you to have a civil war with them, just like in Ukraine, yeah, the Russians have done bad stuff. Yeah, the Western Ukrainians have done bad stuff. But George Soros and the CIA spent $5 billion. Can we play the head U.S. envoy to the EU? I mean, we can play her saying we spent $5 billion in Ukraine. I mean, to do this. I mean, they bragged that they installed an unelected government. And now they're sending armored vehicles, tanks, tens of thousands of U.S. troops on the Polish border building up right by Ukraine and Russia, saying it's for Russia. NATO generals that look so soft and weak going, we're ready for war with the Russians. You don't talk like that even during the Cold War. You don't shoot your mouth off about nuclear war. The Russians aren't doing it. Do you understand? You understand, you soft, fake pieces of garbage? The point is that there are U.S. mercs and U.S. troops dying, just like when they launched an attack on Russian held areas in Ossetia and Abkhazia, South Ossetia and Abkhazia in 2008. And the news announced Russia attacked Georgia. No, they didn't. It's just not true. Just like Obamacare didn't let you keep your doctor and didn't cut your bill in half, it doubled it or tripled it. Raising the debt limit, raises the debt limit. 2 + 2 = 4. I don't care what CNN says. I'm sick of it, and you should be sick of it. It's not hard to figure this out, folks. Go ahead. How do you say the name again, CJ? I keep forgetting. I don't have it in front of me, of the city where these battles are happening, and our media calls it terror attacks when the Russians fight back. What were you saying? Mariupol, yeah. This is a clip from Mariupol. The guy has what sounds like kind of a New York accent. And they run up to him talking to him in Russian. Or I guess it's Ukrainian. And the guy's like, get out of my face, get out of my face. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Stop.
Out of my face, please.
Out of my face. What's that sound like? I'm not an expert on East Coast accents. I just know it sounds East Coast. Let's see what the crew thinks. CJ, Joe, Bound. Nico,
let's roll that clip again.
Yeah, let's roll that clip from the beginning for radio listeners again.
Stop. On my face. On my face, please.
Yeah, that's Northeastern.
Yeah, that's a Yank accent.
Yep.
Oh, and people are so politically correct. When you say Yank, it's usually Southerners that go, don't insult the Yankees. Yankee's a great name. That's what the British troops called them. It was an insult, so they adopted it. Yankee Doodle Dandy means somebody dressed up in a fancy suit who's gay, basically. That's what a Yankee Doodle Dandy was. They were calling you, and so they said, you know what? We are Yankee Doodles. We're going to kick your butt. We're Yankee Doodle Dandies. I love it. That's what I do. People attack me. I just adopt all their attacks. I love it. So this is what's going on. This could cause World War III. You got the aircraft carrier, the Stennis, getting loaded with the biggest ordnance loads in 2010. Jason Engelman, G5 Division leading chief petty officer, said the biggest ordnance onload we've ever seen. From the Stennis blog, people say, what's your source? The aircraft carrier's news division. Nearly 2 weeks ago, we were surprised to read the Navy's website that one of America's prize aircraft carriers, CVN-74, John C. Stennis, whose crew is perhaps best known for following an awkward incident as part of an operational training period in preparation for future deployments, just underwent not only its first ordnance onload since 2010, but according to senior chief aviation ordnance Jason Engelman of G5 Division leading chief petty officer, the biggest ordnance onload we've ever seen. And they won't say where it's going or what it's for. Here's the next headline, Infowars.com, Paul Craig Roberts. Russia in the crosshairs. Washington's attack on Russia has moved beyond the boundary of the absurd in the realm of insanity. And it is a scary article. And they're talking about banning RT off American cable and satellite. Now, folks, when they start doing that, you know we're in trouble. And, I mean, RT is pretty lapdog towards, RT America, I'm too hardcore for it. In fact, I was told that they were basically threatened by the White House to keep me off. And I was told that by the people at RT. You notice I'm never on RT, which I don't care. Not that big an audience, RT America. Like, it's a badge of honor that I was on there every week exposing the New World Order, exposing what was going on, just from a libertarian human position. Because the people that have hijacked our country are destroying America, destroying our borders, killing our sovereignty, bankrupting us by design. And they're always the ones that have these CIA-run bloggers, people that admittedly work for the CIA, come out and attack me and go, Jones is a Russian spy. Really? I thought I was an Al-Qaeda spy. Let me tell you who I am. Both sides of my family, which hardly nobody can say, I'm not bragging, on the Mayflower. And the government's got my genealogy. They know that. 1776, in the heart of it. I'm not even going to get into my lineage. Texas Revolution, literally on my mother's side, started it. You know, the meetings with Andrew Jackson, all of it, okay? My family started Texas. I'm Texas royalty. You want to get into obnoxious terms like that. So you traitors claiming I'm a Ruski agent, say it to my face and I'll break your nose. I'm sick of it. I will stomp your head in the ground, you traitorous maggots. While we go under Obamacare, North American Union, conquered by European banks, announcing our kids don't belong to us, total bondage, total surveillance, and you want to shoot your mouth off about me being a Ruski agent, I will stomp your head in the ground. You traitorous little un-American maggot. I wish we'd go back to the days. I'm telling you, of you just get my satisfaction out in the street. You pick a sword or something else, you're going out in the street with me. I'm not kidding, you cowardly scum. I am sick of people like you. And I'm not going to sit here and take it. All the New World Order bankers are going to sit off in the middle of nowhere when they start World War III. They're out of control. Excuse me. I'm going to settle down for just a minute now. I'm going to stop now. Got a lot of the news, a bunch of guests coming up. I'm going to stop right there. All right, before we go any further, talking about state-run media, Indiana Governor Mike Pence is to launch a state-run news site. They're all attacking him. What? He's just doing out in the open what's already going on. So that's coming up. The feds just want their own monopoly. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying it's the least of our problems. Before we go any further, We got a bunch of specials, some of the biggest of the year so far, some of the biggest even if you count last year, that end in 3 or 4 days. They will all end. Free shipping on all of the G-Tube, Pro-Pure, highest quality gravity-fed filtration systems. You can get free shipping and 10% off of promo code WATER. We always have 10% off promo code WATER. We have the lowest price already. Then free shipping, that's a huge deal on a water filter. We drop ship within 1 day. InfoWarsStore.com. We have taste tests side by side with leading competitors. There's just no comparison. We have the studies, the test, all the talk-ins, the facts begin at InfoWarsStore.com about who has the best gravity-fed filters. It's right there. A whole bunch of other more affordable systems, shower filters. It's just all excellent, and it helps fund the InfoWars operation. That ends in a couple days. We've also got another special that ends with the end of the month, and that is $14.95 introductory on the Super Immune Booster Ancient Defense, Herbal Immunity Defense, the strongest, most concentrated known herbs and extracts that are known to help the body boost its immunity. And it's a very low price because these are not expensive herbs. When you get them, we just had them concentrated. So very affordable, normally $19.95, introductory offer $14.95, InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can also call and hear about any other specials that we're running, 888-253-3139. And we're going to end this month basically half off on a yearly membership for the Nightly News, PrisonPlanet.tv. 20 people can use the same membership. It comes down to 12 cents a month. It takes 1 minute to sign up. PrisonPlanet.tv to see the Nightly News. It is so focused, condensed, and powerful. It really is a leading news transmission. Thank you all for being subscribers. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Interested in free bitcoins? Stay tuned for more information. Are you worried about Big Brother watching your bank account? Frustrated with annoying fees? Concerned about unauthorized access to your account? What if there was a way to be your own bank? Bitcoin gives you a way to take back control of your money. The citizens of two large countries have already turned to Bitcoin when their economies collapsed. Unlike U.S. dollars, there is a limited number of Bitcoins. The government cannot simply decide to print more. 8 million people are already using Bitcoin anonymously with 90,000 retailers accepting them. Investors have put $4 billion into Bitcoin, with millions more being invested daily. BitRush.com is based in Texas and provides the most profitable way to own Bitcoins. To receive your own free Bitcoins, you can visit us at www.BitRush.com. That's BitRush.com. Or call us at 1-800-200-8202. Again, that's BitRush.com or 1-800-200-8202 for free Bitcoins.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Yo, Visit GCNLive.com today.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.